Welcome back to Psukei HaDaf. This is Rabbi Yaakov Tramp. We are learning today Nida Daf Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph. This is the end of Shas, the last Daf in Nida, the last Daf in Shas. So Yashar Koichachem for getting this far. We are going to be focusing on the Pasuk which is quoted here in Chavakuk, which is in Perik Gimel, Pasuk Vov. And the Pasuk reads as follows: Omad Vayamoided Eretz, he got up and he measures the earth. Ra Vayater Goyim, he sees and the nations are released. Vayispotsu Hare Ead, and the nations and the mountains are shattered. Shachu Givois Olam Halichois Olam Loi, the old mountains sink low. His are the ancient roots. Why is the Gemara quoting this? This is the very last paragraph, a very famous paragraph, which is quoted in the Gemara. It is in the Tana de Eliyahu. The reason why the Gemara is quoting this is because to tell us, Kol Hashone Halachos B'chol Yom Muvtach Lo Yishu Ben Olam Haba. A person who learns Halacha every day is promised to be a Ben Olam Haba, one worthy of the next world. Why? Because this is Halichos Olam Lo, the ways of the world are his, the ancient pathways. Al Tikrei Halichos Ela Halachos. Don't read it as the ways, but rather the Halachos. A person who learns Halacha Olam Loi, that has a person is deserving the world to come. What is the context of this? Most people are not aware of this. This, in fact, is part of the Haftarah for Shavuos, and it is part of the Sefer of Chabakuk. Chabakuk is only 3 prakim long, and he's one of the Trei Asar, one of the minor prophets. Minor not because of lesser prophecy, but because the Sorim are shorter, the prophecies which are recorded Ledoros are shorter. And there is just a little bit of context as to what really is going on over here. Who was Chabakuk? Chabakuk, according to many Mepharshim, the Bereishis Rabba suggests, is the son of the Isha Shunamis who was resurrected. Meaning that, remember when Elisha was promised this lady, the Isha Shunamis, a child, and that child died and was resurrected by Elisha. When he described the promise that she would have a child in the first place, it says, Ka'es Chaya at Choveques Bein. In a year, you're going to be holding a son. What's that? Chovekes refers to Chabakuk. So his name was Chabakuk because it comes to the word nursing or holding or hugging. When did he live? So it sounds like he lived, according to the Seder Olam in Perek Chof, that he lived during the era of Menashe, which is why the king is not actually mentioned in his Sefer. And this is towards the end, of course, of the first temple. Unfortunately, we're talking at a more difficult time. There's opulence in the south, a lot of difficulty which is happening as they come under Assyrian rule after all the achievements of Chizkiyahu HaMelech. But the topic of this Sefer is very simple. It is only 3 prakim long and 56 psukim in total, and it really is about theodicy. Theodicy means to say, why is it that the bad are doing so well and prospering, and why is it the good are suffering so much? And in fact, if one wants to investigate this topic more wholesomely, one really needs to read the first perek of Chabakuk to see the stingingness, the pain in which he asks his question, and how Hashem responds to him. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts him into his place, and Chabakuk apologizes for even asking in the first place because he does not have the greater context to ask the question. Perek Gimel, which is where we're at, in the context of this pasuk over here, is where now the prophet Chabakuk turns to Hashem and describes the fall of the Babylonians, clearly demonstrating that the people that he was asking about who are succeeding so greatly at this point are the Babylonians. And that's why, as part of this section, he talks about Elokei mitemon yavoi v'kadosh mehar paran selah, Hashem is going to come across the deserts, kisa shamayim hoidoi utilosoi malo haaretz, he will cover the skies with his glory, and his praise will fill the earth, and all these beautiful descriptions about the imminence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's when our apostle comes in, that he's going to measure the earth, all the nations, all the mountains will melt and be shattered, and Halichos Olam Loi, the ways of the world will be his. What is fascinating about the drasha the Gemara is making on this pasuk is that this pasuk is predominantly talking about Hashem's expression in this world through Hashkacha, through the way what we call providence. What the Gemara is saying is that it is also expressed through Torah, which is the word halachos as opposed to halichos, which means to say that there's two ways of finding Hashem in this world very clearly, explicitly through nature and more implicitly through the Torah itself. Both ways, in a certain sense, are olam loi. With this, we close. In the meantime, have a wonderful and meaningful day.